from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tour de Delco hits media for Dining Under the Stars. Tonight, it will be Dining Under the Stars. Media will shut down State Street, 6 o'clock. You can eat outside in the heart of media. Details at visitmediapa.com. We'll be here till 6. We're right outside. Spasso has been very, very nice to us. So, beautiful day, too. It's going to crush tonight. So, we have Rob Ellis here. Rob, a famous Delcosman. Do you wear that with pride?
I do wear it with pride. Okay. I actually just came from the red light district. A lot of people don't know that there is one in media, and it took a lot out of me. So I don't know how I'm going to do it in the quiz, Spike.
Yeah,
I weakened my legs a little bit.
Yeah, well, I can understand that.
Yes.
Oh, unbelievable.
When you're on a roll, just get out of the way.
Speaking of the Delco red light district, we will find out at 4:30 whether Chit Snappers is moving to Delco. That has been a rumor.
There's incentives.
Yeah, and we will get that assuredness coming up at 4:30. So, Rob, we gave the Delco quiz to one-time fake Delcoer Devin Caney.
Poor Devin.
Well, you knew it was going to be bad when I asked her about malls and she said King of Prussia.
I hear that properly? She thought the King of Prussia Mall was in Delco?
Yeah, yeah. But God bless her.
Yep.
Because she knew what she didn't know. She did the Delco pledge she's in.
Yep.
Ben Davis passed. Now, we say the only thing you got to do is pass, right? Yep. We only want 6 out of 10. But I went back and I was like, I can't use these questions a third time. Rob Ellis is a real Delco guy.
He studied them, I'm sure.
He may have studied them. So I'm going to go. I went in and did 10 new questions.
Oh, no. All
right. Yes. So are you ready, Rob Ellis?
I'm ready. I'm a little nervous. There was quite a buildup in the tees going into the break.
Wow. Yeah.
There's a lot of pressure. But I thrive under that kind of stuff.
Right.
So let's go.
I'm setting the over-under for Rob at 7.5. Ike, what are you picking?
Ooh. That's interesting.
That's a high number.
That's a good number, though. That's a good number, man. I got high expectations for Robbie. Yeah, I think 7.5 is a good number. I think he goes 7 or 8 at least. So 7.5 is a good number. I'm going over.
Nice. Jack, what are you going to do?
Over easily.
Are you going to parlay it with his incest answer? Okay. All right.
That was maybe the most bizarre, and this is saying something.
For Elliot. Yeah.
Bizarre conversation we've ever had on WIP.
Yeah, and that is saying a
that's
lot.
That's a bar that's really high.
Yes.
But you guys may have gotten over it.
Yeah,
so
if you've listened to a lot of WIP, you've heard a lot of bizarre conversations, but the Back to the Future one, that was, yeah.
You know what was particularly disturbing? Included. Elliot was very dug in on it.
Well,
it was okay.
Yes. Shocker.
Yes. It was okay.
Yes. Well, right. Yeah, he started, anyway, okay. Yeah. Right. Are you ready for the Delco quiz?
I'm ready. Let's go.
All right. Rob, first question. I don't want anyone here saying the answers out loud. We know you're from Delaware County.
I have it all written on my arm. Okay. Spike doesn't even know.
Okay. What Delaware County nightclub featured robot birthday parties for kids during the day?
During the day? Chuck E. Cheese?
No.
Damn. Hold on.
Nightclub. It was a nightclub.
Pulsations.
There we go.
All right. Well, you have to specify as a nightclub.
Yeah, nightclub. Nightclub.
Okay. Okay. Nightclub is what got me because Chuck E. Cheese is obviously not a nightclub.
Yeah. Yes. Chuck E. Cheese is still around, right?
Yes.
I hope not.
There's one in Spring.
Oh, no, we're not sponsored.
On Baltimore Pike,
yeah,
there used to be.
We're fine. Oh, yeah. We're fine.
There's one on Baltimore Pike in Springfield right across from the Swiss Farms. Or right around the Swiss Farms.
That's right.
There. Yeah. Okay. Number two. Name three nationally famous people who were either born in or spent a large majority of time in Delaware County.
Tina Fey.
Correct.
Jim Croce.
Correct.
Upper Darby High School.
Correct.
Villanova University.
Well, that's not
good. Drexel Hill.
Yeah.
Seems like you know Jim Croce.
Yep.
Jamie Kennedy.
Correct. Upper Darby.
Yes.
There you go.
Went to Monsignor Bonner.
Two for two. Oh. Are you a Bonner guy? You're a Bonner
yes.
guy, right?
Yes. Okay. Rob's a Bonner guy.
Okay.
John Cappelletti won the Heisman in 1973.
That's a bonus answer.
Yes.
South Madison Avenue. Went to St. Lawrence Grade School, Monsignor Bonner High School.
So Rob's showing off now. You
now I'm flexing
pass.
A little bit. Yeah. Now I'm flexing.
That's
a little
only
bit.
Two questions.
I know. I got it. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Okay, this one is dark, but you should know the answer.
Incest.
Elliot is he my lifeline?
Yes. All right. On October 30th, 1985, a person went into the Springfield Mall, opened fire, shooting 10 people.
Jesus.
What was this woman's name?
Oh God. Enjoy your dinner, everybody.
Yes.
Bro, what the hell?
I'm telling you, it's famous in Delaware County. Most people know the answer.
Sylvia Platt?
Very close.
Sylvia. Oh.
Sylvia's correct.
God. That's half an answer.
I don't know it.
Sylvia Segrist.
Segrist. All right. That's a
miss.
That's
a fair question.
That's
I'm
a
sorry.
That's
it is a fair question.
We got dark all the time.
Yes. I would have accepted Sylvia.
Well.
Just because Spike asked the question. Are you serious?
Yeah,
that
I'm
was
telling
weak.
You.
That was all weak. Right. All right.
Yeah.
All right. That's a loss. That's a miss.
Yeah. All right. Number four. Here's an easy one. Name two Delaware County school districts.
Marple and Springfield.
There you go.
Okay.
Upper Darby.
There
it's Marple
go.
Newtown, I think, but that counts. That counts.
Okay. I live in Marple Newtown.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So that is three of four.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, what is the name of the restaurant/bar that was in the parking lot of the Granite Run Mall?
Oh, the Ale House. The
almost.
Riddle Ale House.
There you go. Correct.
Jack was a busboy.
Yes. Four
Jack
out of five.
Jack was a busboy
at the Riddle Ale House?
Yeah.
Were you really?
Yeah, for 2 years.
Who'd have thought?
Yeah.
Nobody.
In fact, we figured it out. My wife.
I wouldn't have thought he ever had a job other than this
that
one.
That was right near you where you grew
yeah.
up.
It was right near me. Yeah.
No, well, I worked at a construction supply company.
There's no way you did anything with construction.
All I did was help people unload boxes.
Okay.
Yes. You were a supervisor.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got you.
So four of five.
All right.
Number six. What Revolutionary War battle happened in Delaware County?
Oh, God. Revolutionary War battle?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Happened in Delaware County?
Yes.
Spike dug deep for these questions.
He did dig
well,
deep.
I actually might know this one.
You might, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Gettysburg?
No.
It's close.
Is it Brandywine?
It is. The Battle of Brandywine.
That was in Delco?
Well, technically, Chad's Ford.
Oh, that is Delco.
Yeah.
Barely. That is.
By this
Look at the big brain on Jack.
Garnet Valley.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah. So there you go.
All right. So now I can't miss another one.
Four of six. No, you only need to get 6 out of 10.
But these guys had the expectation of me getting 7.
I want to
pay it off.
Okay. The Delco quiz with Rob Ellis. All right. This one's easy. What is the name of the concert venue located on 69th Street in Upper Darby?
The Tower Theater.
Correct. 5 of 7.
Famous David Bowie recording there back in the day. Bruce played there back in the day in 75.
I saw Anthrax there.
Anthrax. I love their lead singer, by the way.
Isn't that something they used to put in envelopes?
It is. It's the band, though, not the Poison.
Oh, what is going on here today?
Listen.
All right.
This Spike is going back to his rock and roll days over here.
Now, this is a difficult one, admittedly.
Oh, no.
What is the name of the inn that burned down in Lima, PA, where Route 1 and Baltimore Pike separate, near Route 1 and 352?
The inn that burned down.
Yes. There's a car dealership there now, I think.
Oh, yeah, it really splits right there.
Yes.
God. Oh, boy.
Might have happened in the late 80s.
Was it the Media Inn?
No, it was the Red Lion Inn.
Oh, boy. All right. Okay. I got to run the table, I think.
All right. All right. Number nine.
Death and the destruction of malls and burning.
Burned down.
I would
open
say
fire.
I thought it was going to get Happy Wawa.
Yeah,
yes. Exactly. Yes.
That's what Ben got.
I would say 9 and 10 are both 5 out of 10 on the difficulty scale, you should get them both.
All right.
Number 9 you should definitely get. What music radio station was located at the corner of Route 1 and 352?
Y100.
Correct.
Oh. Y100.
Is that what I want? They were 101?
Yeah.
100.3.
100.3. Yep.
Yes. Okay. And here is what was that? Is that 7 he got or 6? I think that's
7. That was 7.
Mm.
I think that was 7.
Yeah.
It's at least six.
So he passes.
So if I get this, do I pass Ben and
yes.
Devin?
Yes.
All right, this is a big one.
Please name one of the two video game arcades that was in the Granite Run Mall.
Oh.
I'm telling you.
You got some wows from the crowd on that one.
You all should be able to do this.
No, we can't do it.
Why'd you put yourself in that?
Well, I'm part of Delco.
Ike is thinking about coming back for a second time.
Ike's been asking a lot of questions.
Wait to see tonight. It's awesome.
Yeah.
The Dining Under the Stars is really cool. All right.
Stop trying to distract
people.
I was trying to do that.
Granite Run's pretty far from where you grew up.
I went to Granite Run, too.
There were only really two
Springfield
malls.
Granite Run were really the only options.
And at the time, Granite Run was the real option.
It was bigger. There was more shops.
Yes.
Better. They had a good Spencer's.
Yep.
They
had two Walden Books.
That's
they had two game rooms.
They had two video games. Yes.
All right.
One, I got threatened in.
Really?
Yeah, a guy elbowed me in the back, told me he was going to stab me.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
It didn't go well.
Was it
Andy Boyle?
It was me. It's my confession.
Honestly, funny story. 3 years later, working at a gas station, asked a girl out who came into the gas station. She said yes. I went to her house to pick her up. That guy's picture was on the wall. It was her older brother.
Whoa.
Yeah.
100% true.
Now, did you get out of there, or did the date happen?
Depending on how she looked.
One date. Well, she was pretty.
Yeah. You'll put up with that if she's hot. Yeah. I mean, let's face it.
So if they're pretty, it's worth taking a beating over.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know if it's worth getting stabbed over, but it's worth taking a beating over.
All right. Do you know either of the arcades?
Boy, man, the kids are getting educated today.
Oh, man. Yes.
Yes. I don't know.
Aladdin's Castle and Jolly Time.
I should have known Aladdin's Castle.
Okay, I'll give you one.
Did you say Jolly Time?
Jolly Time. I'll give you one bonus. I'll give you one bonus to get to 7.
All right.
What was the name of the nightclub that was in the Granite Run Mall?
That wasn't Pulsations because we
no, that was
that.
Further Route 1.
Ooh, the nightclub that was in there.
Yep.
Yeah, it was for if you were a teenager.
Yes.
Essentially, it was. I don't know.
Bebop Cafe.
Bebop, and then there was also Circus Town, which was a similar kind of club.
Yes. It's called WIP.
Yes.
It was behind Casey's.
Yeah. Well, congratulations,
Robbie.
I got it. You did.
But I let my guys down, though.
No, you're okay.
They were tough.
I'm really blaming it on Spike.
Yeah, once he brought the shooting, it kind of threw the whole
thing. Man, that put a tone on things.
It threw the whole thing off.
He went edgy on this. I like it. Bro,
completely threw everything off. I was horrified after that. I didn't know what questions you were going to ask next, man.
Well,
and I got Sylvia, too.
Yes, you did. Well, that shows that it is a gettable question.
I agree.
I would have given you the answer. I would have given you credit for that.
I should have just went Sylvie and gotten out.
The thing about that thing is that if you were around here at that time, everyone knew somebody who knew somebody who said that they were there that day.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. True. I should have gotten Sylvia, and I should have gotten at least one of the arcades in
the Granite Run Mall, especially Aladdin's Castle. That was there the whole time. Yeah. It was
There's
very
like
big
two
arcade.
I give myself a pass on, but those two are – that's I got to do a better job. Was
Jolly Time just Jolly sitting in there yelling at kids?
Yes. It was actually him just telling people to call and debate them even though they're wrong.
Right.
Yes.
And then
daring people.
And then the nighttime was him doing stand-up comedy.
Yes.
And then if you didn't win the game, you know, first place is second loser is first place.
There's only one prize.
Second place is first
one
prize.
Only winners in this arcade.
That's right. You were talking about accountability. Paul Jolovitz is accountability.
Yeah, he's an accountability guy.
No doubt.
Rob, how you feeling Phillies-wise?
I'm angry, Spike.
Yeah.
Who
are you directing the anger at?
At their best players.
Yeah.
I am. You can't go 0-for-12 with 7 strikeouts last night with a combined $80 million for those top 3 guys per year and not be mad at them. Like, you got to put the ball in play. I get it. Lopez is good. He's just getting back. Work some counts. Get him out of the freaking game. The amount of it was just typical of what happens with them when they all go, they all collectively go together. And it's the thing that's got to scare Phillies fans the most is because we've seen this movie too many times, and the approach stunk last night. I'm not happy with Rob Thompson either. I'll be honest with you. I didn't like to me. There's no way that Harper can at least pinch hit. If you want to sit Realmuto on Sunday, Harper's got to pinch hit, and you can't tell me Weston Wilson isn't a better option than Cal Stevenson.
Cal Stevenson.
Yeah, I'm with you on the Weston Wilson thing. I'm not with you on the Bryce thing. I guess I just think that his body seems like it needs to be managed to me. And I don't blame Harper, because I think Harper would go up and yes. would hit and probably wanted to hit. And I just keep comparing it to Embiid, in that I wish somebody in the Sixers organization over the last 7 years would have had the guts to tell him, no, big fella, you're not playing tonight. You need a game. And that we need – look, we have 8 more years of Bryce Harper at least until we give him the extension.
Yeah. Right.
If a game here and there can save him from a – you know, putting himself in harm's way one extra time, this team's too good to not be able to withstand him not pinch hitting one time or playing in one game.
I have two issues off of it in general. Not what you said, but just sort of the philosophy. It's okay for Castellanos to play every day, right? That's there's no problem with that. And the other thing is, they're in an absolute dogfight with everybody in the National League, and
you need every game you can get.
Like, I'll give you an example. Last night. I heard you guys talking about when I was driving over. You're dead on. It was apparent Alvarado had nothing. He miraculously got two outs. After he walks the second guy, he's got to come out. Why is Lazar up when everybody's coming off an off day? Like Thompson kind of used an excuse. I don't want to throw Lazar in there in a dirty inning. How about you have somebody better than Lazar up, too?
Well, I mean, who are they going to have up?
Anybody. He had an off day the day before.
I guess, but Hoffman's been just as bad as Alvarado, believe it or not, since the All-Star break. Strom's been bad. Kirkring already pitched. I think he is at a – I know people make excuses for Thompson all the time, but I think he is at a point with the bullpen where he is crossing his fingers that somebody starts to show something.
The bullpen has fallen apart. Yes. I mean, if I ask yourself the question, who do you trust? Is there one guy you trust right
now? It was Hoffman.
It was Hoffman, yeah.
Yeah, maybe still Strom. I got to give him a little bit of a break because he's been used a ton. Occasionally he stubs his toe. But there isn't anybody I trust right now. And Estevez really hasn't had an opportunity, so I can't put him in that category. That's not fair.
But even he's like, it feels like hard contact, never clean.
Well, he stinks.
And that's a huge problem. Like, you need Ranger to come back, and you need the bullpen to wake up. I keep waiting for Bryson Stott. I'm done singing that song. You know, it doesn't feel like it's going to happen, but the best players have to play way better than this. This is completely unacceptable.
By the way, a correction on the Delco.
Uh-oh, is this good or bad?
No, Conklin's right. It doesn't help you at all.
Oh, no.
It was the log cabin in.
The log cabin in.
It was the log cabin in that burned down at one in Baltimore Pike.
How about Conklin?
Yeah.
Coming off the top row.
Well, he's approaching 70. I'd approach he would.
Oh, Conklin shot.
I would hope that he'd get these questions right.
Wait a minute.
Is it Delco guy?
Hold up.
Joe's from Albany. He's from Albany.
Yeah. Okay. I'm 48 and I know the questions. You don't need to be 70 to know the questions.
Yeah, but you're more seasoned.
Conklin's not 70.
What? It's more seasoned.
The older you get, the more seasoned you are.
You are just – he takes shots at everyone, and someone's going to beat him up.
No one's safe.
Someone's going to beat him up. Someone's going
to
beat him up.
It's going to be Dolly. That's why he sits next to Ike.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's got protection.
Well, I catch more strays than anybody.
You do.
You do catch a lot of strays. But he knows you're safe until one day you're not. Yeah. Until one day he catches you. And then, you know,
let's
Rob,
give the people a real show. Go ahead, Ike.
Rob, I'm sure you heard the big news. Jalen Hurts intercepted today after 305 interceptionless passes.
Yes.
Truly, how much do you value Jalen Hurts' training camp performance this year?
I value it a lot. When you're coming off what happened last year, I think for him to look good is nothing but a positive. I think for him to believe in what's going on is nothing but a positive. And for the guys around him to see him playing at that level again, who were with him in 2022, can do nothing but help. It tells me he's confident in the system. He believes in what Kellen Moore's doing. And I think it's good. I don't care that he didn't have an interception or anything like that. Like, I don't get totally cranked up on the stats. But just watching him and hearing the reports, I think it's great, man.
More impressive, Wilt scoring 100 or Jalen going 305.
Jalen, and it's not even close.
Yeah. Wilt, yeah.
We don't even know if the Wilt thing happened.
I saw Jalen holding up one of those little signs.
Yeah, he did. He did.
That would have been cool if he had
done that. That would have been funny. Yes. See, yes. Eagles PR, come on. Yes. Come on, guys.
Have a feel.
Bob Lang, where are you?
Elliot Shore Parks, the Harvey Pollack of the 2020s here.
And did I hear today he ran at one point? Did you guys hear this story?
Elliot ran?
So I was listening to Joe Giglio and Hugh, and they said at one point something happened where the Eagles moved fields or something.
Oh, and he had to chart it.
Elliot had to chart it and began taking off in a sprint like...
No.
He couldn't miss
this straight. Hugh's description of it was not... Didn't make me feel like Usain Bolt was maybe
right. But he looks unathletic.
Apparently, that happened.
Well, he was a JV soccer player, so that would be
right. I heard that.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
I think it was freshman team.
Yeah. No, well, he made JV, but he said he quit.
He was a depth guy.
You and Elliot have something in common.
Oh, I'm not feeling good about the fact you guys do a lot of quitting.
Yeah, quitters.
I gave up. Hold on.
I've never quit anything.
Well, you just quit New York.
I know. Yeah,
but. I did quit baseball.
Yeah, you had to catch yourself on
that. Yeah, I know. Yes. I know. I was trying to set him up.
Yeah. But Elliot, he said, now he was forced to quit because his grades are so bad.
Oh.
That's what he never tells me. Yes.
So you tell us.
What do we think? What do we think Elliot's 40 time would be if he ran it right now?
4.8.
No way.
He's running 4.8.
Yeah, I'm seeing almost 6.
Yes.
5.7.
Five, I'm going 5.8.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I'll go Wyke's old number, 5.8.
I like that.
Is that his height or is that his 40 time?
It's both. 5.8.
This is rough.
Still to this day, I can break 5 flat.
Yeah, you can.
I believe that.
Yeah.
You know I've wanted to do the Ike Reese 40-yard dash challenge for about 5 years now, 6 years.
Here's the question. Who would give you the best race at WIP?
Ooh.
Who would give me the best race at WIP?
I can tell you who wouldn't.
You?
Hugh would not.
No.
Richie.
Joe DeCamera would not.
No. Nah. Maybe Richie.
Well, Richie's got...
Richie's
he's
got
skinny
now.
Yeah. Skinny Richie.
Yep.
You know, maybe
Richie was a sprinter in high school.
Yeah.
He was.
I mean, Jack, you run.
Yeah, but long distance.
Not fast.
Not fast.
I can run faster than Jack.
Oh, wow.
Even with my hip.
I don't know if that's true.
I know it's true.
Listen, I'm
Rob,
like,
how about you? You moving, Rod?
I'll do it.
We're not doing anything. No, don't worry about that.
All right.
I think I could hang, but I would lose. I would hang.
This
but
is just
lose.
All talk.
Yeah.
All bark.
Yes.
Yeah, we're no bite.
Yes.
We are no bite.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way I'm doing anything that's that physical.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I see a 58 jersey, though.
5'8"?
Look at that.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, but I bet you if he turns around, it's Trent Cole.
Sir.
I got to get my man right here.
Can you turn around?
Turn around.
Hold on, Rob.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah! Yes! On, yes!
On, Kelly Green.
My man.
That's awesome.
All right, coming up next. I thought it was a Hunt.
Yes.
I thought it was Jalen Hunt.
Yeah, I thought it was a Hunt jersey. But so I'm messing with you. I'm just kidding.
I want Trent Cole. I'm guilty, too.
Please give me Trent Cole.
Yeah.
Jordan Hicks. It's a couple of Jordan Hicks jerseys.
That is awesome.
Jannard Avery.
Don't do that.
Coming up next.
I would have cried if that was a Jannard Avery.
Coming up next, we find out officially whether Chip Snappers is moving to Delaware County. It's been long rumored, and we find out that officially on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're in media for Dining Under the Stars. We're going to shut down State Street at 6 o'clock so you can dine outside here in the heart of media. Details at MediaPA.com.
It is.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're in media.
Yep.
Tour DeDelco stop number 4 for us. In Dining Under the Stars, happening tonight. Everything today brought to you by Visit Delco PA. People say Delco's a lot, and they're right. Find out all Delco has to offer at visitdelcopa.com.
Ike has signed 2 jerseys.
There was a second Reese jersey?
Yeah. It was the number 58.
Wow, that's awesome. What?
First of all.
What?
Y'all gonna quit acting like y'all shocked.
No.
I just haven't seen them when we've been out. I haven't seen them, that's all.
All right, well, come out a little more.
Wow.
I'm out as much as you are.
Wow.
I'm more sure. Yeah.
This is more for Jack.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, believe me, I know when he's digging.
I was excited.
I know when he's digging.
Oh. So you don't think Jack's being complimentary?
No, of course
there.
He's not.
Well, it's a big day.
Still holding what I said about the Division II.
Oh, right.
You know he holds grudges.
Yeah, right.
He waits on his opportunity to jump back on you.
Yeah, well, pause. I'm just saying, like, I haven't seen him sign that many jerseys in a long time.
Yes, well, I mean, of mine is what
yes.
you're saying.
That's
yes.
what I mean, yeah, yes. But I thought it was cool. I was like, that's awesome.
Well, I bought up most of the Ike Reese jerseys.
And Spike has one of them.
Yes, and Spike has
I do have one
of the few that I don't have.
Hey, do you need a Bloomsburg jersey?
I do not.
I have one.
Do you?
Yeah.
We ought to work. Do you really have your jersey?
Yeah, we wore camo one day, and they let us keep it. So it's like maroon camo.
They let you keep. You didn't even take your game jerseys.
We played Division II baseball. Yeah. It wasn't like we couldn't just get rid of it. And then the
No. I meant when you decided you weren't.
Nah, because I'm a good guy. I gave the scholarship back. And
I definitely would have kept the jersey then for sure.
Yeah.
they would have printed another one. They would have made another 34 jersey.
No, well, I was 29. That's why I failed.
Oh, I thought you were 34.
Oh, that's a terrible number.
I know.
Yeah.
I knew my career was over when I was issued the number 29.
All right. We've got big news on the line.
What we got?
Chip Snapper.
Oh, okay.
We're all waiting to find out the big news about Delaware County. What's up?
I don't know if you can hear me or not.
We can hear you.
Dining under the... Well, I'm going to tell you in a minute, but first, we were out there last Wednesday and we scoped it out. The media dining under the store. Duffy's out front of Spazzo, but he's a little nervous. He didn't know.
Why is he nervous?
He didn't know there was a courthouse right there in media. He still has an outstanding warrant from when he got caught streaking at the Bazaar of All Nations a few years back.
Wow, I wonder how they would have picked him out of that crowd. I'm sure there were a lot of people.
That Drexelbrook place you were at yesterday, it's a nice place. We had I went to a wedding out there, and only one of the bridesmaids was pregnant at the time.
Oh.
That was a good sign.
Yeah, I guess that is a positive.
One of the bridesmaids were pregnant? She was
only,
pregnant?
Only one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Eggy got confused for media's Dining Under the Stars website. It encouraged people to eat al fresco, so he took all his clothes off.
Yeah, I don't think that's what al fresco means. Yeah.
Well, in Clifton Heights, Dining Under the Stars means your wife threw you out, and now you're eating Campbell's chicken and star soup in a can.
Hey, yeah, Jack, slightly different vibe in Clifton Heights. Yep.
The website also says no animals, but Flynn's still going to bring his emotional support ferret out. So you'll be aware.
Seems like a rabies problem maybe there, emotional support ferret.
I don't want to get into it. It's a private story. They have they want you to supervise your kids. That's no problem. Eager Bill already dropped his kids off at the pool.
Nah. I don't think that's what they mean by the kids. Yeah.
Duffy tried to go to something similar. Remember that dinner en blanc down there in Philly? He had a problem. He showed up wearing a white hat, white shirt, white jacket, white shoes, but they threw him out because of his brown pants.
That's disgusting.
Tell him. But we're ready for our announcement. And good news, we found a spot for Chip Snappers and Delco. It's a nice place in Seacane. So
great news in Seacane.
Chip Snappers, Seacane. It's great, but already open. People don't want to go home at 2 a.m. We're having more trouble closing now than the Phillies do.
Yeah, they're not good times for the Phillies, but great that you guys are going to be in Delco.
Yes.
Tell Ike that we're moving a lot of Ike juice already.
I like that. I like that.
Well, he's right here. You just told him.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Ike!
Yeah, I'm here.
It's a can of Schmidt's beer, cold, with a shot of pickle juice, and we pour it into a Wawa coffee to-go cup.
That sounds terrible.
Remember, if you got to go, we got the cup. And by the way, hey, Jack, we rarely use the I word here either.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's good. Well, I'll let Elliot know.
Income. Okay. So we're working on the menu for Chip Snappers Sea King. We're going to serve crab legs, crab balls, and clams on the half shell. But we're not doing any. We're not doing anything with seafood.
Wait a minute.
That's not seafood?
Yeah, crabs? What kind of crabs are you selling?
Paul Paul's in here. He's actually an OG of Delco. And he used to eat at a place in Upper Chai called Fit to Be Fried. He ate there so much he wound up over in Riddle Hospital that he had to give him a media bypass.
That's a bad one.
Media bypass.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Yeah.
That's a word for, by the way, a moment of silence for the Riddle Ale House and your bus boy career.
Yeah.
And the Battle of Brandywine was the War of 1812. 1812 Chester Pike. Mr. and Mrs. McCrossin got into an argument, lasted 4 months. I do want to congratulate the Newtown Square Little League team, but they proved they're from Philly, just like last year's team from Media and the Sixers. They can't get past the second round.
Oh. They're 12.
Rough. Rough. Well, the only thing that counts is winning. You're either, second place is first loser.
I learned that from Jolovitz.
Yeah.
You can be a bum at 12.
Did you boo him?
I would, but I don't see them yet. Anyway, let me get out of here. The overall, our gang is really flourishing out here in Delco, and I want to thank all you. Because even the girls on the Avenue, they were working Baltimore Pike, but the cop pushed them onto the Blue Route. And now that they have stoplights. And they guarantee if you get on in Lancaster Avenue, they'll have you off by McDade Boulevard.
Oh, all right. That's enough. We'll see. We're glad you're in Delco.
One
now.
Joke
yep,
too far.
One
man.
Joke too far. We're glad you're in Delco.
Beautiful Seacane.
Now, Seacane.
Seacane.
Now,
Seacane.
Now, by the way,
Secaucus.
Joe Conklin is actually doing something good. There's an organization around
really?
Here. Yes. Called A New Way for Purpose. And what it does is it gives people with disabilities the opportunity to get jobs. There's actually a couple of places down here on State Street that has it. What's it called? Game on State has it, which is an arcade. They sell candy there. They give people those opportunities. So Glenn McNeil, Joe Conklin, doing a fundraiser for them, fundraiser gala, October 5th. You can get tickets at anewwayforpurpose.org. And can you believe that? Joe Conklin actually doing something good for the community.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So a couple of places, by the way, here on the street. So Game on State, and then there's a printing place, Print on State, which does custom printing here. They also give opportunities to people with jobs with disabilities. So, and you can also get Joe Conklin's other dates where he's not doing good. He's just telling jokes at
JoeConklin.com.
There we go. I did let him go one too many jokes.
Yeah. It's tempting.
And then on a high note.
Yeah, when he's on a roll, you want to hear more. And then you're like, yeah, you know the bad one's coming sooner or later.
Yeah, should have heard one less. Steve and Cherry Hill, you're on WIP. What up, Steve?
Hey, guys. I haven't talked to you in a week. How you doing?
We're good, Steve. How you doing?
Steve? I'm better. I waited 2.5 hours last week, and I couldn't take it anymore. Was that hang up?
So, oh, I'm sorry.
Anyway, you guys
that's
got a
my fault.
Going on today, mother from another. You got the Chip Snapper dude. Next, all you need now is Arthur.
Don't ask for Arthur.
He'll call.
Yeah. You say his name three times, he won't leave. He's like Beetlejuice. You don't want to invite him in. He's like a vampire.
Hey, Jackie, stole me a call about that caviar last week. I hope I can get in your fantasy.
Well, no, you already. I have a list of foxhole men.
Yeah, you're on the
list. I don't have to call you.
Yeah, you don't get any.
We didn't win anything. Yeah. You were just able to be a foxholeman. So congratulations.
Okay.
No, anyway. You sound so disappointed.
I know. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really just like an honor thing. It's to make you feel good in your gut. That's about it.
Yep.
Waiting 2.5 hours makes no feel good. So anyway,
all right. That's Steve, what are we doing here?
What's your take, Steve?
Yeah, you got anything on sports? You're just going to complain.
Yeah, I do. Jalen Hurts. I just don't know about that red shirt, man. I mean, he could throw all the interceptions during the season, but, you know, for them guys say 64% over Wilt Chamberlain in a, you know, preseason, you know what I mean? It doesn't make sense.
Fairness, Steve, in fairness, we don't know if the Wilt 100-point thing actually happened.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, there you go. You had to think about that for a second. Yeah, like, hold on, he's serious.
Yeah. Well, but here's the thing. No. Here's the thing, Steve. Here's the thing on the Jalen thing. If he threw 12 interceptions and completed 60% of his passes in training camp, I can promise you there would be a lot of people very upset here. So while you don't have to think it makes him, you know, Tom Brady or whatever, the fact that he, with a new offensive coordinator after such a bad season, came in and has been as good in training camp as he could be. It's still just training camp, but I can tell you if it went the other way, we'd certainly have an opinion about that too.
Just ask Kenny Pickett.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
I agree. Now that's a good one. So anyway, Jackie Baseball, I'm still, you know, on the fence about these guys. They're scaring the you-know-what out of me.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. Like you mentioned about Castellano doesn't get a day off. Who is he, God? You know what I mean?
Well, no, he's Cal Ripken. Yeah.
All right.
Well,
I think Harper's banged up. If I had to guess, I think Harper's banged up and he's dealing with a little bit of something and they didn't want to push it on Sunday. Like I think Rob Thompson's not negligent. I think he knew that Bryce Harper was there. I just think that OG Wade, would you call?
Yeah.
We're trying to do a radio
show. Give me the violin.
Yeah.
He's hurt. Yeah. Jalen was hurt all last year, too, I believe.
Call
that.
In,
yeah.
OG.
We're not doing a live show right now.
Well,
OG from Spazos.
Yeah.
First time, long time.
Everywhere you go. Sometimes I wake up in the morning and I go to pee and I'm like, is OG going to be in there? You
know? He's like the boogeyman.
Yeah. I think at some point we're going to have to, and there's nothing you can do, right? I mean, his body is what it is. But Bryce Harper's had a lot of things over the last 5 years since he's been here from an injury standpoint. And he's not old. You know, a lot of baseball players play until they're 40 years old, certainly late into their 40s, well, play late into their 40s. But it's fair to note.
I mean, it is his 13th.
And he's 12th or 13th.
He's an older
31.
Yeah. Yes. He's been in the league since he was 18 years old. He has a violent-ish swing. He plays, you know, playing
hard all the time.
Yeah, well, most of the time. But when he plays hard, he
I meant on defense.
Yeah, aggressively. Yes. He plays aggressively. And I think it's, you know, it's more of a question about how they evolve this team and whether the team needs like when you have to start thinking about, do we need a best player next to our best player? You know, when
it's supposed to be Trey.
Well, but it's not. Well, it's not.
It is in a sense, though, right? I mean, Trey's an all-star level player.
All-star level player, but like I'm thinking,
you want Soto.
I want Soto.
What?
Yeah. I just
okay.
Yeah, I think
it's gonna cost us another well,
500.
Yeah, he'd be 500 million.
That's fine. It's not all in one year. It's not my money. They have enough guys on this team making a big number
sure.
for moderate production. Castellanos makes $25 million.
Yep.
Taiwan Walker makes $16 million. JT Realmuto makes $25 million. Now, obviously, there's more to him than just,
yeah, just offense.
Just offense.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, I could think of a better way to spend that, you know, $60 million they have invested in those three guys. Mm. So, but even so,
sounds like a trade for Soto this offseason.
Well, no, he's a free agent.
We just have to
outspend the Mets and the Yankees. That's all we got to do is outspend the Mets and the Yankees.
Well, getting Soto would make Joe Giglio happy.
Well, I mean, he's 26 years old. He's debatable.
Oh, you're at the selling. Yeah, you're at the selling.
But from a
would it be funny if
we'll take him
if Giglio tried to trade Soto his first year?
He would.
Well,
there
he would
be no
try
doubt.
To trade him in his first year.
Heartless.
But I do think the question is, at some point, you're going like Bryce is going to have to be on a plan where he is managing games. You know, he's going to have to be on a planned. You know, 130 games a season. Plan. I mean, he is.
I mean, we got to get to 500 home runs, bro.
That's going to be tough.
Well, playing 120 games, sure.
Well, he hits what 32 home runs a year,
and he's not usually a 40 guy.
Yeah. Does he have? Was he at 300 or two?
He's at three. A little
over
three. Just got over three last year.
Yeah, that's 6 years. He had 6 years of 30. He's still not there. I don't know. I just like. Whatever it is, I think at some point the team has to start thinking about how do we make his career last. We get the
13
best
more years. Yeah. Well, how many more years is it? Eight.
We have eight left, and I'm sure we're going to give him three more.
Oh, he's giving him at least three.
Whatever
more.
We give him. But so I, for me,
he's going to DH when Schwarber leaves.
I just want him. I want him to be able to be productive this entire time, and I don't want the last 4 years of Harper's career here to be that he's an anchor. He's too good a player, and it's not about this year. It's just like an aside.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, it's like managing. You're trying to manage.
He's got a
so you can get more. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
He's had a wrist this year. He's had a hamstring this year. Yep. He's had a back twice this year. He's had Tommy John surgery. Like, this is a lot of stuff, and if you are going to extend, if we want his career to extend into the late 30s, he's going to have to change the way he plays. And look, part of it is playing first base rather than right field, I think. Mm-hmm. But part of it's going to have to be games, and part of it's going to have to be on the organization to, by the way, make him know that the team can survive without you playing out there. So.
Also, part of it is you can't run the first base 100 miles per hour every time.
That's right, Spike.
How about when he hits a fly ball to left center, he not pretend that it's out when it's not out so he could wind up.
But what if it really looks like it's going out?
Well, it happens a lot. I think he probably needs maybe glasses too because his you know, his judgment about whether
like the
ball is going out,
he
doesn't always nail it. He doesn't always nail it. Seems like it happened a bunch of times this year. So speaking of Bryce, Chuck from Mount Airy, you're on WIP. Uh-oh. What up, Chuck?
Spiko, and Jacko. That's your name.
And Robbo.
Chuckle.
Robbie, he's there too?
Yeah, no, Chuck. Yeah. He's still there.
Oh, man, you got the whole gang there, man. And OG Wade there. He just followed y'all on tour, huh? Everybody, y'all set up, man. Hey, listen, the Phillies. Never mind. I don't even want to. Never mind.
He just gave up.
Wow.
Yeah,
you're just giving up, Chuck.
He's pivoting to the Eagles now.
I like it.
Yeah,
I like it.
Eagles,
get to the
Chuck.
Eagles, please.
Yeah, they're pathetic. I don't even have anything to say about the Phillies. They're done. Stick a fork in them. Rest in peace. You know, better luck next year. It pains me to say that. But I really called up, right? Eagles, we got enough time to talk about Eagles, right? Down in Under the Stars is a great event, right? And I came to address Ike, okay? Ike, you like to leave real quick after this. Chickies and peaches, you're gone. You know what I mean?
That's true. It's true.
It's a safe spot down there in media. I need for you to go and visit parents, okay? The nice cigar lounge there. You don't have to rush home tonight. You're in there. You know what I mean?
I'm right across the street from it, Chuck.
Oh, there it is.
I'm looking right at it.
Yeah, do you know, Chuck, do you know a listener liked Ike so much he dropped off cigars for him today?
Yeah.
Wow.
We can't, yeah, the OG Wade's here, we don't even see Chuck.
You know, I'm plenty of time for you guys to see me more. You guys are getting money. I got to make my money. You know what I mean? So I'm getting money.
All right,
like
fair enough.
I feel you.
Fair enough.
Listen, do not rush out. You guys, I'm telling you, Spike, you'll see next week when you had a fantasy draft. There'd be 3 rounds left. Be out of the door. Man, we're like, he's gone. On 76.
It's true.
Or wherever he is, true. Already on the bridge, everything. Stay there for a little bit. Have something to eat, Ike. Get a drink and go smoke a nice cigar. I'm just saying, man. That's all. It's going to change your life, man. Paris is a beautiful spot. And they got a bar there, and they got food, finger foods in there. Nice spot, man, all right?
Finger foods. I never thought I'd hear Chuck say finger foods.
I like that, Chuck. Right, I appreciate Chuck. It. Thank you, brother.
There we go.
Enjoy yourself, man. That's a beautiful town. Me and my lady frequent down there in Media. And Media is a beautiful place, man. I love Media. I really do. Wow. Out of all the places, out of all the, the crappy hole places in Delco, I love Media, though. Media is a beautiful
place. Awesome, Chuck. Wow, that was a pivot. He went from complimenting Media to dumping all over every other town.
Yeah, it's all the crappy places in Delco.
And I've already said I'm coming back.
I know.
And I didn't even realize the cigar bar is right here across the street from me. I'll definitely be back to that place.
You know what we're going to do? Like, we're going to walk you over to the Wawa, and we're going to have a meal right on the trash can.
Yes.
Yeah. That's real Delco.
That's true
right
Delco.
What's my guy's name?
Chip.
Chip Snapper. Not what Chip Snapper just suggested.
So
That stuff in the Wawa cup.
I always felt like when I lived in Springfield, there was a Wawa, one of the old Wawas without the gas.
Yeah.
And I would go in there in the morning sometimes, and the old guys drinking coffee by the trash cans and smoking.
Yep.
I always felt like they were judging me.
Yes.
You know?
They were judging.
I wanted them to accept me, actually. No. Like, I went into, there's a Duke's, there's like an old bar in
right across
in Springfield. And I went in there. Like, the music stopped. Everyone looked at me. They knew I didn't belong in there. And the old guy's smoking with the coffee. They knew I didn't belong.
You call me, and we go in together, and everything's fine.
I would love to. Yep.
All right.
Well, but they're going to know you didn't know Sylvia Segrist.
That's true. Then we might be both booted out of there.
Rob Ellis, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks
for having me,
guys.
Robbie E. Mr. Delco man.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. People's champ.
Me and Rob, Delco man.
Yeah. Coming up next, everyone's favorite portion of the WIP Afternoon Show. It is the Top 5 at 5. We are in Media for Dining Under the Stars, brought to you by Visit Delco PA. People say Delco's a lot, and they're right. Find out all Delco has to offer at visitdelcopa.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.